Hey guys, today's podcast brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 4. Live in my basement, Saturday, June 13th, Chris Clem, AJ Georgie, and Sean Sullivan. Did I say live in my basement? You can watch and listen live as well on lousyweathermedia.com, and then the podcast will be online immediately afterwards on iTunes and Stitcher. Rick Miller is here in the booth.
Hey.
Hate song in the booth. Enjoy the show. Episode 7.
Wow.
It was actually like pop filters instead of socks.
Instead of socks. The way the last time he was here, the way the episode opens is like, you like my sock? It's just because the microphones are covered in these giant socks because we didn't have pop filters yet.
Right.
His was like the second episode with two microphones.
Oh, shit.
And when you listen, and we even the quality we post the episodes nowadays are way higher, because if you think that was November 2013, Rick Miller, we're going back a year and a half. Maybe it's me. Maybe if I just – does this thing has a switch on it. Suck my dick. You guys – okay. Now, Rick Miller, you were here.
You're multitasking like a motherfucker right now.
You were here. Oh, my God. Wow. That's the worst thing ever.
Sean,
I don't
that sounds
do that.
Fantastic. He's in the booth.
We're not going
to watch the video stream to see Sean multitask.
Okay, but anyway.
This is when Sean ass ruins a podcast.
All right. And then I'm cough attack. All right, so 2013, you're on this podcast with us.
A long time ago.
Okay, and November 2013, that's a year and a half ago.
What were you thinking, man?
So, but what
what were your thoughts?
What I'm trying to say is, like, even back then, we were, like, worried about stream quality so that people would be able to load it walking in the park.
Right.
Well, shit, like, because LTE wasn't as developed as it even is now.
That's insane.
So, like, we made sure to stream it at like 56K so the episodes back then sound like dog shit compared to the ones. Because now LTE is more developed. It's a lot easier to load your podcast. They load a lot faster nowadays. So we run them at like 96K now, and I'm thinking about jumping it up to 102.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it.
Because we'll be inside your ears.
Yeah. But so, yeah, even though like the audio quality, we're on two mics, and just where you were here then.
I was.
Rick Miller.
Inception.
Let's let the cat out of the bag as well. What is it? At what episode is it, Paul?
88.
86.
86.
It's main show episode 86.
Why did you ask?
I know. He does this every time he quizzes me. and it kind of gives you like
how dedicated are you?
I think asking him makes me remember. Like, I don't think of it until he gets it wrong, and then I'm like, all right, no, it's 86. Okay, so, and the power is out in Studio Infinite now.
Yeah, yeah.
You came over last time you recorded with us. You recorded in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It was just
very intimate.
My Studio
bedroom.
B.
Yeah, it was like the yellow walls. It was like hanging Howard on the wall. You said you liked the decor.
Yeah.
It was like one hardcore poster. And then now, then like we start recording in our dining room, and it's like a nice ambiance around the table and everything, and
chandelier.
What's up?
Well, the chandelier has fake candles. So
sometimes,
I mean, it's basically,
sometimes we light candles
and mood lighting as well. You can turn it down, turn it up, whatever.
But anyway, we're watching the Cavs game at my home. You came over early so we could watch the Cavs game. We were rocking out on the computer.
Did they win?
Slaughter.
Yeah.
Oh wait, do you guys know the power went out?
I don't even know. Yeah, because as soon as the power went out, we just started putting together the. Oh yeah, what the fuck am I thinking? They were like up 20 fucking 7 points when we turned off.
Huge upset tonight. Cavs lose. Cleveland riots.
My tablet died when the score was like what 97.
Nobody had a charger on their phone.
Or something.
Power went.
Yeah,
out,
all like... of us had dead phones because we were like, oh well, we just charge it.
Yeah, no, we can have power all day. We're fine.
So we're all at like 1%, 2%, and the fucking power goes out.
I'll plug in when I'm at 1%. Don't worry.
And
power
so
goes out.
There's no internet.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
What do you do? That sends you back to the Stone Age.
I lit two candles and started eating Doritos.
Yeah.
I just,
okay, never mind. It doesn't because
like,
you still had bagged chips.
Well, I had just gotten done grilling too. I literally like shut the grill, walked inside. Everybody started feasting. I was like biting my first burger, and it was like. the whole fucking power went out.
Was that me?
Yeah. I fucking bit the transformer to hell. This shit just exploded.
I was in PA the other day and the transformer exploded and all the power went out in PA while I was playing my XFX. That was a really big bummer. I was like, great, it exploded.
The power went out?
Yeah, everything.
Did you
all
have
a new
surge protector or anything?
Yeah, yeah, I have a Furman, so that was good.
So we got Rick Miller, Ravishing Rick Ruin.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, is that new?
And
it's a play on some wrestling there.
Yeah, I know.
So Ravishing Rick Ruin. Do you have the whole promo down? Like, you don't come out and say, like, for the men who want to beat me and the women who came to see me or whatever?
No, because honestly, like, nobody wants to beat me.
And then
me,
you
dude.
Start saying, like, what were all you fat, disgusting slobs that make me hate my life? That's what Rick Rude
would
say.
You can't fat shame anymore.
Yeah, he would say that. He'd be like, you fat, disgusting slobs, take a look at what a real man is. And he'd wiggle his hips like this.
Oh, yeah. I'd airbrush my mom's face in my crotch or something.
He would do that too, yeah. That's it. So Ravishing Rick Ruin is here, and then he's brought Seth Norton with him. Did I say that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because
Seth Norton?
Yeah, Seth Norton. For some reason, I felt like this might be a weird name to pronounce.
Silent T.
We ran into some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Or people where you're like, your name's Seth Norton, or like, no, that's just my Facebook name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My real name is Seth, you know, onomatopoeia.
McFarlane.
Yeah. It's McFarlane. Yeah. Seth McFarlane.
He's like, no one could find me.
Dude, that's a funny thing. Let's go on a sidebar here. Right. You know what? I thought about this. Obviously, I'm already somebody who's pretty honest to people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A pretty straightforward guy, and I find racist things funny too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the television show Family Guy has made me way meaner of a person because
it's funnier.
You feel it's more acceptable. It's funnier to say
horrible, shitty things to people.
The things that, yeah, you really think. Oh, God.
Again.
God, another drink down.
No, it's all right. It was empty, yeah.
But anyway, the power went out.
Yeah.
We relocated. We were going to relocate to your studio where you do I Can't Read.
Yeah.
But
well,
for some reason,
7 o'clock
some
in
reason,
the daytime.
I Can't Read is okay, but
daytime,
this podcast
7 o'clock.
Is not.
If we would have done this at 7, would have been good.
You could have been
screaming, yelling, fucking making it rain, doing all your little gimmicks. Slamming fucking the mic stand down.
You act like I'm the one people have to come down and say quiet down to.
Oh, no, I know that. Well, that's usually after the podcast, oddly enough.
Man.
I get way more animated. Probably because I'm way more drunk.
So we relocated to our producer Josie's house here. So we are in a home. We're on a couch.
Charlie Chaplin's on the wall.
We're on Ustream. You can see us right now if you want. I'm waving.
Hey.
So, and then... we came here, though, to talk about these guys' new band.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you came here for?
So it's Read to Sleep No More.
It's on an indefinite hiatus.
Gotcha. Okay.
So why is that, though? Give us the short story.
We wanted to make something a little more to our liking.
So you didn't like the last band? Is that what you're trying to say? Or
I liked it enough to do it for 2 years. So.
You grew past it.
What about, did it have anything to do with Jonah leaving town?
A little bit.
Mm. Jonah was the other guitar player.
Yeah.
Variety of different things.
Yeah.
I think that it was a mix of we started out writing in one particular way, and by the time we got to the second album, we were writing in a way that didn't really gel with the first album.
But I thought the second album was way better than the first album.
Well, yeah, because the music was
right,
better.
Right, yeah. We started writing more in that vein, and then it just made more sense.
I became Boomstan Paul.
Yeah, I like it. I really don't mind it.
Look at him doing work over there.
I think that should be your new job.
Boomstan Paul.
I wanted to write about different shit, too.
I thought Bleed to Sleep was about writing hate songs about Jeff Horton, though.
Well,
sing.
Speaking of which, are we going to put the head down and do a moment of silence? Lifetime broke up today.
4 out of 40.
Which are good friends of the show. I messaged Morgan immediately to see if we want to start a band.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to do a moment of silence.
All right, afterwards, you'll hear.
I think we honored them enough there. That was for them. Pour out a little liquor.
I did. Oh, high life.
High life.
So, Yeah. Okay. So the how do you pronounce
so wait wait
this?
You and Morgan? I'm more interested in this. Real
oh,
quick.
I just make it. I mean, it's project. True story, but it was a joke.
So you're not singing hardcore with him?
I hope. Let's do it.
Yeah, because he said he wanted to start a hardcore band. You'd fit perfect.
But
yeah.
We got to find a drummer, a bass player, another
Joe Lowry.
Joe Lowry would do anything. Yeah, do anything.
Joe Lowry.
I think
do
Morgan
can
play bass and guitar at the same time now.
he's got
both rigs.
Morgan has capabilities. Ah, son of a whore! You hit save over there for me, Josie, right? Why you keep a backup recording?
That's crazy. That's good to be prepared,
why,
though.
Exactly why
right back in the action.
That's exactly why you have a backup recording. We're back at home.
Yep.
We're live. But then that recording is just going to have us going, ah, God, ah, fuck. Hey, we're safe.
What's all this? Technology sure is a bitch, eh?
So anyway.
Now we're from Canada.
Normally what I do is like let it record like for 15 minutes just in case that happens. Because for some reason it happens in the first 15 minutes and never again.
Yeah.
But, I didn't get a chance to do that today because we're in a different studio and I was like setting up everything.
Mm-hmm.
We did get really, it wasn't like we tried to bootleg this studio though. We were like, we went all out.
Yeah, definitely.
We tried to make it feel like we were at home as much as we could.
That's I good. Brought the chandelier. You didn't hang it up.
You didn't. I mean, does it feel like we're at home?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel at home?
Yeah. I feel fine.
I'm trying to.
I mean, this couch is a lot more comfortable than I thought with all of us men on it. Like, we're pretty close.
It's not bad. So,
you were about to say, how do you pronounce it, the band name? Then I was like, what about you and Morgan?
Yeah, I messaged him. Let's start a band. So
yeah. Maybe, no, we yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll do
hey,
music.
Morgan, I think he wants to start a band.
I was singing music on. And the
extinction. That
stuff
was
too.
Shit was fucking brutal.
I'll play you the.
And you were like,
I'll play the actual song.
Yeah, and you were like,
bit.
"Hey, dude, give me some Paul Wolfman." I was like, "Why?" I was like, "This shit's way better than what
because
I write."
Because that's their music's real complicated.
Yeah, oh my bad. Yeah, I'll fucking dumb it down for you.
Yeah.
metal. That's usually how my shit goes.
I mean, it's fun. but metal. I like metal like that. I want to play. I'll just play the song right now before this fucking tablet dies.
All right.
The Precambrian. Era.
Tell me about it. Precambrian era. This is your new band you're starting right now.
Yeah.
When you're
like a little side
this your debut and your brand new song right now.
Yeah, it's hot off
it's
the
not
press.
Even on Facebook yet.
No, fuck.
Oh that. Shit, yeah.
Not even on YouTube,
exclusive.
SoundCloud, nothing.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Well, for me.
Right.
Jesus.
What's the name of this song?
It doesn't really have like an official name. We're calling it Portrait for right now, but I'm kind of thinking like Portrait of Poison or something stupid like that.
Poison, like the band?
Yeah, yeah. Because this song, that song's a tribute. Yeah, to Poison. A tribute to
Brett. Not like the Deadly Substance.
It sounds like
Poison the band. I know them.
It sounds like a tribute to Brett Michaels. If there was gonna be one,
I'd have to agree.
So you, where I want to know that song. What did you think, Paul?
Let's go. Sick.
Let's play good or shitty.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, no, I give it a good, but I also hear a lot of.
Shitty.
Nice.
I hear a lot of old Bleed to Sleep and stuff, but I also hear like a shit ton of like Black Dolly influence and stuff like that.
Do you
a lot of triplets.
Black Dolly Murder, bro?
I do. A lot of triplets. The solo was great. Very tasteful, I would say. Not trying to show off, but giving good, like, notation and stuff like that. And no singing. So I loved it.
It was heavy and a lot of fun. Yeah. But if I was going to give it one criticism, it was a little on the long side. Are all your songs that long? How long was that?
That's the longest one.
How long was that?
444.
444? It felt like 7.5.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Maybe I'm a 2 minute get it and get out.
Yeah,
we used
to pay like 20 minute sets, and we'd be like, "All right, see you later." I'll know that guy. We could pull up that cane. And shit. Some dude plays off the piano.
Tap dance off. Maybe it was just the setting, and I'm not like driving in a car and listening.
Yeah.
Instead of, but.
I think the parts repeated tastefully. I don't think that it was overdone.
Great sound to it, though.
Yeah, they had like a chorus. Tried to do like kind of like a heavy metal chorus, you know. So
where'd you say you recorded it at?
With Noah Brainchild.
At Brainchild. And we were just up there with who was that? Bless the Child.
Now check this out.
Okay, what's up?
Go ahead.
Well, Noah was just telling us that you guys came in and he did it. He's like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah. We just walk in with two mics like, oh, fancy recording studio. Hey, don't worry. Our condensers will be fine. Like, he's like, are they plugging into my fucking board? Like, he looked very perplexed.
No, yeah, it was about just what were we going to say? Well, I mean, we didn't know where we were going. We just, if we had an outlet and a computer, we were going to be able to do it.
I thought we were going to the spot they were staying at. Didn't know that was the same spot as the studio.
Yeah, they were just sleeping in the studio. So, yeah, Noah did just kind of look at us like he's like looking at the studio, and I got the little Behringer. I just took the little 2-1.
He's got like a fucking huge mixer, like a Kempler. Like, I'm like, and Sean walks in, he's like, can I plug this in? It's all right. Are you power surge protected?
And then,
I don't want this blowing.
When he was leaving, he was like, all right, guys, have fun with your
thing
podcast there. And left. So yeah, he definitely gave us the look of
I thought that was awesome that he fucking told them. He's like, these fucking two cats came in here and just started like setting up shop in my studio.
Well, you know, we had to interview these guys for
episode. Like, are they recording B-sides of the album?
Like, sorry, we're using your
we just want some
studio.
Live room sounds, is that right? Don't mind us.
We didn't Bless Child rented out your studio overnight.
Yeah,
we're just coming in to use it. We got our Behringer mixer. Don't worry.
Don't or be intimidated. Honestly, it's okay.
Behringer. We had two mic stands, two cables, and a mixer and a computer.
Yep.
We went to Tizown.
Good old days.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we had to set up there. So what was it like recording with them? You've been doing a whole EP with them, or?
I only spent 1 hour total in the studio. 1 hour total in the studio so far, so I don't know. It was all right.
That's
cool.
But I mean, you would know. You do the whole thing with them now?
We're currently doing two simultaneous EPs, not related, but it was awesome.
You're doing two EPs right now at once.
You guys are busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You both working on it at the same time, two EPs?
No, he is.
Oh, yeah. You're working on two EPs. What's going on with this? No. Okay, so you're going to work on two EPs that are, what, completely different genres at once?
It's kind of complicated.
Dude, he's a fountain of fucking music.
Yeah, I heard he had like three albums, and we cherry-picked for the Bleed to Sleep album.
That's all right.
I always join every band. We cherry-picked all the songs for the Bleed to Sleep album.
Sean, new singer of...
So
the Bleed to Sleep stuff was actually written probably closer to 2007. Mm. That's when the first album was written. We released it in 2012.
12.
It took us 5 years at least to find Rick and Joe. And it was actually me and Jonah. And we were just hanging out on Shoshone right up the road.
Mm.
and recorded a bunch of stuff on like little home studios, did some demos. We were just real patient. Like, a lot of guys came in, not very many guys cut it, and finally we found the pieces, put it together, released the first album in 2012. Well, by then, what we were writing was so radically different.
Right.
That's why when the self-titled came out, it was like you're listening to almost a different band.
Yeah.
And it didn't really blend very well with
the direction of it.
Right.
Yeah, that it was going.
Yeah. So yeah. We had to go the route of the Precambrian, and it's coming out awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Aggressive. Way more aggressive. Yeah. I feel than it. Like, I mean, you still have the melody, but I feel like it's very more aggressive.
The
Very
second
tacky.
EP is actually older than that. It's 10 years this year.
What, the other thing you're working on?
It's untitled. I mean, it's with a...
But what kind of music is it?
It's similar, but it's different.
So you just write metal riffs nonstop. You never just go, I'm going to fucking throw some prints together.
The other one was...
That'd be amazing. So that's like, yeah, guys, what do you think about this track?
And it just sounds like Purple Rain.
Cry. Yeah. Like, wow,
yeah,
I mean,
just pretty
good,
much exclusively,
I guess.
Metal, yeah.
The organization's
so,
great.
But so you just been writing multiple, but you're like, this has got to be for this band, this has got to be for this band.
Well,
why can't they just be for the same band?
Because the 10-year-old project is me and my buddy Derek Boston. We were in a different band, and another guy, my buddy Steve Drew from Arizona.
So it's 10 years old. Well, 10 years ago, though, it was like Bleeding Through. I was going to say, like, is it like...
In Flames-ish.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask if it was like, you know, Cannibal Corpse.
No.
6 Feet Under.
No, that'd be
incredible.
It's
You're like, I'm just writing straight grind now. I'm like, wow, that's a lot different for you.
No, it's more, I don't know, like what you would expect out of 2004.
And then, so you're putting... So that's kind of that's the theory. Whatever was popular 10 years ago is going to be popular again now.
Yeah, it's on the swing back.
Well, like a pop punk. It's
definitely.
On the swing back. It was, you know, really popular with Simple Plan 10 years ago.
Yeah, or I'd say Blink-182, but right on Simple Plan. We'll go with them.
And then, that Simple Plan is how you know that your genre's...
It's dying.
It's at its peak.
Oh, they got through. Okay, everyone rein it back in. Let's all hate pop punk for a little while. Good shit will come back out eventually.
It'll eventually hit.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way things go. Same thing happens with everything.
Definitely.
You know, Hanson and Spice Girls come out, and then
wow, okay, keep going.
By the time
I want to see how you're leading back to
and
back
then
to them.
As soon as O Town hits,
people are like, rein it back in, pop,
and, yeah,
music.
And LFO, O Town, and LFO hit, the shit goes downtown. So then now like One Direction is here,
right? And very popular.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're sticking around for a while. Wait, do you think that's the end of the era for pop music?
No, pop music already ended when, like, all right, so Hanson and them.
One Direction's the resurrection, the phoenix from the ashes
from the
of LFO. I got you. I'm there now. Okay. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
You know,
really good music, Rick.
We're talking about the way you guys are going to resurge.
Yeah, it's a resurgence.
Metal.
Yeah, right.
So is the Precambrian era going to start playing shows? Is this going to start being a real thing, or is this a studio band?
It's the plan.
Yeah, we anticipate playing live.
Shows.
We've talked to a couple different...
We anticipate playing live, he says.
You have a whole band. Like, you have another guitar player, another bassist, another drummer yet?
No.
Nothing official. Yeah, nothing official.
It's just you just have a drummer.
Yep.
Drums, guitar, vocals.
But so Joe Lowry will play drums for anybody.
Backtracks. There you go.
What's
problem
up?
Solved.
Yeah.
Start playing
for the bass and guitar.
Dude, you'll get Delusions of Grandeur. They do that live.
I'm not a big guy.
I mean, I understand you're not a big fan of it, but people do it, and it works out.
That's a mistake.
Man, fair enough.
It's a mistake.
I agree. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't do that.
Don't get me wrong. It's definitely more enjoyable to see an entire band do it. But
I think you can get away with it on bass, not your second guitar.
Depends. If the second guitar player is just harmonizing leads and you're still doing the leads and you have the chops, then I'm okay with it. But if the lead's playing in the background while you're playing the breakdown, I'm like, okay,
nobody knows.
I think it's acceptable if you're Wu-Tang.
But I've seen we saw that band at the fucking Promise Hero show where nothing they had was real.
Yeah,
like they weren't even real people, robots.
Wasn't no, that an illusion?
They were playing, but their backing tracks were so strong that every time like he hit a snare drum, you heard a reverse snare, and he you would hear like reverse cymbals all times leading into
a lot of
things.
Pads and shit.
And then yeah, and you would hear the I think like half the guitar was just coming through it, and they were clapping and singing and had a lot of girls though, so. But that, like I was saying though, when you go to Warped Tour, that's what every band sounds like.
Yeah,
is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that music's popular, just drum and bass stuff with emo vocals over it, with a guitar maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a band called Brick and Mortar at Musica, and okay. They had just a bassist and a drummer. What's up, Bob?
Not even close.
No, but I was saying they have a shit ton of stuff sampled, insanely amount of shit sampled.
But that's different than when you're playing and.
But the drummer's also playing to.
He's almost
a
impersonating
backing beat as well.
Impersonating his samples, like when he's hitting, he's getting reverse snares.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand that. But there was like reverse snares and all that shit behind him. Not reverse snares, but I mean, there's a different beat behind him.
Is there somebody playing
to.
A synthesizer?
No, it's just two dudes. One dude playing drums, one dude playing fucking bass, and then he sang. It reminded me of like the vocals of like Imagine Dragons. And
gotcha.
Bob's probably going to disagree with me, but that's fine.
So
I don't know how it's different, but it's different.
I can't explain to you that it is, but it is.
So you're literally in the studio writing two EPs right now, or working on recording.
I actually demoed that track at Paul's house.
Yeah.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you've been pre-production.
Yep, pre-production.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're like, are you in the swing of actually recording two of them now?
I'm essentially done. I mean,
you're done. You already recorded two of them.
Yeah, the drums are all done for both EPs. Guitars are all done for both EPs. We're doing, I mean, Rick's got to finish up the vocals for the Precambrian. Mm. And we're working on vocals with the other thing too, but yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. Al Marcus did some guest leads on the other projects. They're ridiculous.
And then Rick Ruin, what's he up to?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah, you've been working. You spent an hour in the studio working.
Yeah,
on
I went
one
up
song.
There before work one morning. It was pretty early. Ate evil for the fucking breakfast, dude. It was great.
What's your, like, what's the ultimate goal with the Precambrian era? Then?
To make a CD that I like.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you don't feel like you've made a CD that you like ever?
Not from front to back.
Never?
No.
You're just angry at everything.
Nah.
Spread your legs for scrambled eggs.
Right.
A solid disc.
Right.
You have, did Synesthesia ever record anything?
Yeah, there's some random shit.
There you go. So, for you have 12 years of recording, you've never recorded anything you feel.
There's been songs.
Is it because you don't feel like you've been like at the level to put together everything masterfully?
Kind of like,
you know what I mean?
I'm
like
big
your
on
songwriting.
Like, I haven't had a musician like Seth behind me ever. I don't feel like he's writing like complete songs with melodies and stuff.
And it makes you want to write complete songs.
Right, it makes me
want to
be like step it up. He stepped it up. He's killing it with the solo, so I got to step it up and kill it with the vocals.
I didn't
want to be a pussy about it. I wanted to fucking, you know, pay royalties to the Black Dahlia murder and just fucking destroy shit. So that's what I'm going to do.
Here's a quarter. did it ever like, maybe one of the reasons why you didn't like the albums, was it because of the production value of it? Because like production back then wasn't as it is now, to where you can record in a room and have almost studio quality.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely had like,
I mean, this
Burke
shit does
weird.
Sound
like,
fucking great.
I like the Bleed to Sleep shit. Like, I thought it sounded great. It was overly produced here and there, and like, you know, like rushed songs. I mean, we did 20 something songs
in a year, basically.
Listen to
20 fucking songs.
Yeah. So this would be,
I don't even know if I've
songs.
Written 20 songs
you
in my life.
And that's like half of what Seth has like piled up.
It's insane. I know.
So we just stay busy and keep making music. That's what we enjoy doing. And I didn't want any fucking singing.
Have you done any Tim Misney rap songs lately?
No, but
hell yeah.
Working on a project with my buddy Tommy, also T-Killer, also known now as Slender Man. He's changed his name. He did the Misney video with me. And Brandon's going to do some drumming on it from Feds.
Yeah. You ever heard? Have you heard my song "Dat Butt" yet?
I don't know if I've heard "Dat Butt," but I've heard
you playing "Good or Shitty."
What's up?
You want to play "Good or Shitty" again?
On "Dat Butt."
Yeah,
on "Dat Butt."
I would rather play "Think I Give a Fuck."
All right.
Have you heard that one yet?
I think I have, but I'll do whatever. It's all right.
We'll take a break
and go out on that butt and then judge it when we come back.
I don't think I give a fuck.
Oh yeah, my bad.
And, he's got that butt on the
He already
brain.
Pulled it. It's already up. It's always on his.
I do have that butt right there always. That'd be awesome if it was, though.
Is that part of the track?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick move that is. Oh, great, my stereo broke.
You don't like that one, Paul?
No, it was just that part.
What episode is it? 86?
86. God, I almost said 85.
God damn. Lousy Weather Media Made Show episode 86. What's the date today? May 27th?
Yes.
So, what's up? It's 27th now, ain't it? Yeah. So, yeah, you were here in May... I mean, November of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't get into any of this stuff last time. Where did you two meet?
Me and Seth?
Yeah.
And just transfer the microphone whenever you guys want to talk. I'm sick of being Boom Stamp Paul.
I'll begin the story.
What do you think? You are too good to be Boom Stamp Paul?
No, not at all. They just both have hands.
I was moving it.
Able bodies.
Yeah, but they're not thinking.
All right. Well, I'll catch it.
This is your show.
Fair enough. All right, fine. Boom Stamp Paul. There we go. All right, go ahead.
Fucking show.
That's dumb. Right. I spent a lot of time at Ecstasy.
And at the club, Ecstasy, or on Ecstasy?
Not on Ecstasy.
At the club.
Yeah, at the club.
Okay. With Lady Mahogany.
Oh, God. Anyway, we would go to this bar called Caps around the corner, and that's where Jonah was bartending.
Okay.
And then Seth was there, and they'd get sloppy drunk, and I'd get sloppy drunk. I had a designated driver every night. It was great. But anyway.
At Caps.
In this little bar.
Do you guys still
Caps.
Go to Caps? It's right next to Late Night or whatever?
Yeah,
is it that place?
I went to Caps probably about 2 weeks ago on a random excursion.
Just see what was happening in there.
Didn't change a fucking bit.
Nah.
Not one bit.
I've never been to Caps. I stay out of
They were like the home of the dollar
Caps.
Beer, man.
You
dollar
just go there for a dollar beer. So you were hanging out at Caps.
And they're like, hey, we got this band. And I'm like,
But how did they even know you? Did they know?
I just
this guy looks like a screamer.
Yeah, tell me, Seth. Just... Yeah. All
right. Well, Jonah was working there. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you guys know Rooster.
Yeah, yeah, Rooster from what band was that?
I don't know. I saw him at the Ichabod Crane.
No,
cover show.
He was in a fucking band that started with a K.
I don't.
The fuck was that shit called? I wish I could think of it right now. Oh well, it don't matter. It would have been 2007. They played probably Burgers and Breakdowns 1 or something.
Well, Rooster was working there also.
That was a good show.
And Jonah had shown him some of the demos, and he was. Trying to recruit a singer, and Rick apparently walked in, and Rooster's like, nope, this is the guy you want. And then
you guys
home.
Were like, we got to talk.
Yeah, he came home, and he told me about it, and I was like, all right, we'll see. We'll give this guy a chance. And he introduced us to John, and I think that's how we came in contact with Joe. And I'm sure it was. And then...
And this was how long ago? Like 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Probably 2010.
Yeah. So 5 years ago.
And he did a, vocal
demo. Tryout?
Demo. He recorded a demo.
I was living with Josh at the time.
Josh is at the studio right downstairs.
And this was like right after I left Under the Sky, probably 3 months after, is when I met Seth. And I was like, I don't think I want to be in another band. Fuck that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, I'm in a band. I'm like, everyone's in a band, dude. Like, and it took me like 2 weeks to listen to it. Then I listened to it, and I was like, well, I'm bored. I'm going to go up and record a track. And then it was sweet.
That's that kind of happens sometimes where you're like, I'm bored. Please give me some music to sing over.
Right.
I say that to Paul all the time. I'm like, hey, do you have anything? Like, I'll just text him, be like, do you have anything you can send me today? Because I'm going to sing on it. And he'll be like, no. And I'll be like, fuck you.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Like, why are you so mad, Sean?
Yeah, see, if you were anything like this guy, you'd have two different EPs.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I already got 7 albums stored in my computer.
You could sing for either one of these bands.
Yeah, yeah. One's a Prince album.
Sean's like, yes, it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
The last time... I enjoyed a Super Bowl halftime show was when Prince
Really?
Was the...
The headliner or the act?
The artist, the act at the halftime show. He definitely killed it. It rained all over him.
What song?
Purple Rain. Oh, we did like three songs.
Okay.
And a guitar
song. Any new shit?
It's like, let's go crazy.
Was it new stuff too?
No, it would have been all Purple Rain. All
right, cool. Because I heard that when he released his new album, he put it into the like the cost of the ticket for the tour to buy the album. You'd get the album too. So that like his album went to number one because so many people buy Prince tickets.
Well, that's like good shit. It's like U2 giving a million of them away for free or whatever. How many?
But that doesn't count as units moved though because you're just giving it away for free.
It might have.
It could
have.
They
might have. So iTunes might have.
You're like, here's our gift to the world. And everyone's like, fuck you for this.
Get this somebody, off my phone.
Somebody paid Bono for that shit. You know he didn't give that to iTunes for free.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Steve Jobs was like, here's $4 million. Mm-hmm.
Somebody, some bright.
And then he died.
And they were like, we got to do it.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, it was his last wish. Just give everybody the YouTube. Oh, Jesus. That's like a disease, the U2. It's still on my phone. It's still on my phone. I haven't been able to get rid of it.
Have you listened to it?
No. I've gotten
you
through,
just automatically hate it because they gave it to you for free, which is a really odd
sometimes
consensus
like
in this time.
It's 30
like,
seconds into the song because I'll like double tap and it'll play, which is happening.
That, yeah, but it's weird that like they give an album away for free and people are like, fuck you for this. Like, you didn't make me pay for this, and I didn't want it on my phone.
It's taking up storage space.
No, you have to download it on the cloud. It doesn't download automatically.
Girls
your phone.
Needed
it just,
more selfies.
It just holds on the cloud, outer space, if you will.
It's on the outer space.
Yeah, no, it's hard to explain, but you have to download it on the cloud. It's not actually in your phone. There's not no... data or memory being taken up by, but people are just so outraged. Like, I don't even like you two. Why the fuck is this on here?
I was really pissed
it was on there. I was like, I read the article and was like, ah, suckers. And then I opened up my phone and was like, fuck!
They got me.
Yeah, when the fuck did this happen?
Bob walks in, he's like, sucker.
No, they got me too.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, they got everybody, dude.
You
too. Me too.
So you guys met not being YouTube'd.
That's what sparked the conversation.
Really, but, like... Yeah, I know it seems weird that the way Seth is perceived now, he's really changed his life. Yeah,
well, he's just a quiet guy.
We used to party pretty hard. Mm. Like,
oh shit,
wasted.
Yeah,
and that's how like I got
like
to know
coke
him.
Off strippers' titties and stuff.
No, like, I don't know about that, but
no
it'd be like
involved with Seth.
I just when you guys did it, I just expected that, like, have you seen Wrestling Isn't Wrestling? The song that's like, it's my time, my dick fell off. And it'll just be like that song bumping while Seth's like...
That's a song?
Snorting fucking coke off titties.
It's my time, my dick fell off?
It's my time, my,
that my
dick fell
dick,
off.
Wait, I don't understand the context of the
it's
saying.
My time.
My dick fell
off.
So it's my time for my dick to fall off?
No, it already fell off.
Yeah.
It's my time. My dick
fell off.
It's
the Triple H theme song.
Don't matter. It don't make me soft.
Isn't it?
Drinking champagne, baby.
Technically, it doesn't make you soft.
Spit it in
the
air so it'll come down and spray me.
Wow.
Where does this conversation go?
No, I'm just trying to understand this fucking theme song.
That would be the song playing when you guys are partying hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I used to see Seth at Brubaker's, and you'd be like, dude, you into metal? I'm like, yeah, dude. And like, we just play metal at the jukebox all night and like clear a bar, and we just get shit-faced. And, like, I remember having him in my car and be like, hey, dude, like, fucking check out the new Under Death Sky. It was the self-titled record that me and you did and shit. And he's like, this is a fucking sick, dude. Like, him and Jonah are just sitting in my back seat, and I have, like, Corey Nagy next to me or some shit.
Jonah was probably super wasted and his hair was going.
Like, yeah, definitely. Like, headbutting the back
hair.
Of my seat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, holy shit.
That was pre-Jonah hair.
Yeah, you might be right, yeah. Because I met Jonah in at Sark State.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, he was going to recording school, like, as I was, and... years ago, I just finished that 2-year degree. that's where I met him. That's how I met you too, because I knew Jonah and shit. And you're like,
that's how
you
met you too.
Yeah. Full actually, circle. I met. Yeah, all right, there we are. Bono.
Bono shout out.
Bell for Bono.
But
yeah,
the
I got
new
to
charity.
Know Seth really well by getting drunk with him and stuff, and that's how we clicked.
You guys are partying.
Yeah.
And then you guys started playing. Is it you about to play My Time? My Dick Fell Off. There it is.
This exists.
That's his actual intro music?
Fuck yeah. No.
Like when he comes in. Bullshit. It's like a family event, WWE. And he's like, it's my time. My dick fell off.
No, that's the Triple H theme song.
but not his intro music.
No, not time to play the game.
That's
not
what I thought you meant. I was like, there's no way this shit is on the WWE.
That's
network.
What Triple H plays when he sniffs coke off titties.
You think Stephanie McMahon's titties?
Stephanie McMahon's big old jugs.
Titties, big old shit. Jugs.
Stephanie Rack McMahon.
I don't care what anybody Rack says.
That's her middle name.
Hot.
It is.
What's up?
Stephanie McMahon is hot.
This cat's trying to
Bobby's,
sabotage her.
Bobby will be right up there with you. Bobby's one of the people who's in love with her as well.
Back in the day.
I mean, yeah.
I'm still
into her. I mean, she's aging well. Like,
and she's got that bitchy attitude. She's going to put you in your place, tell you what to do.
No, she's too much of a bitch.
Let's play Good or
Shitty. She went past the line. I think there's a line.
Shitty. Playing this with Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah.
Shitty, Bob?
This works for everything.
I didn't know we couldn't do this.
It's just
people.
A judging song.
I like this idea. Mm-hmm.
By the way, your rap song was cool.
You
we,
did.
We
you
never
heard
judge
this
that
shit.
One.
So where are you from, Seth?
I grew up in Hartville.
That's kind of like the where that's heading down towards Canton, right?
Yeah, it's in between Akron and Canton.
Okay, like, so almost you have an IGA out there.
No, what? That's close, though.
And now, for another edition of...
Geography!
With Sean Ast.
So, Hartville's down there by Canton.
You got, we're in, what is this? Akron, Ellet, Springfield, Uniontown, and then it's next to Uniontown. So
where's Green, though, in that? Green will be...
Green's east.
To the east of that?
Yeah.
So
no,
you,
sorry, west.
You,
west.
You three okay over there? So, okay. But there's no IGA there? I mean, I went to Hartville IGA all the time
not
as a kid.
Not a single IGA?
That was
what do you do? Where do you shop?
Probably 1999.
Yeah, Hartville IGA. No, when I was... This would have probably been like 93.
Yeah.
When I was probably about 5 years old, my dad would take us up there and like in the daytime. It'd be so funny. My mom would come home from work and be like, ask us kids, like, what'd you have for breakfast? And we'd be like, free samples. Like, my dad would just take us to IGA. We'd just be walking.
I fed them.
Hartville IGA was huge. It was like, when I was a kid, I imagine it being like the what you like walk into a Walmart nowadays as, like, that size.
An IGA?
Yeah, Hartville IGA.
I have an IGA right by my house, and it literally looks like a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I should buy meat from there.
That's like one of the original ones, sir.
Yeah.
So this was Hartville IGA. That's not there no more?
No, it's a Giant Eagle now.
That's a Giant, but it's probably the same size then.
It's just the same place.
So they just bought it, and it's like the giant building, and they got free samples everywhere still?
I don't know.
I mean,
Giant Eagle doesn't give shit out for free.
Oh, man.
It's like, this is Big Bird. Pay for your shit, dude.
All right, so what was going on in Hartville then? Because I don't really know anything about this place. Like, it seems like a foreign
how
land.
How are kids going to eat?
I don't know, man.
It wasn't anything.
Sean's dad's picketing. How are kids going to eat? How are kids gonna eat?
Free samples. But,
then you're holding a sign all sad with free samples written on it.
It just says, I'm hungry.
My buddy, the guy that I played with, his uncle was in a band called From the Depths, and they were sick. They were like doing At the Gates style stuff back in 1990, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're actually a really, really good band, and he was the one that wrote a lot of stuff. He probably wrote at least half of the EP that we are currently recording, and he's contributed riffs and things like that to Bleed to Sleep songs and stuff like that.
This was like your homie in Hartville you just sat there and wrote songs with?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what that was what was going on. You weren't like outside. I'm trying to think, what was high school like there? Was it just a Hartville high school, or was it like
was
a
was there
multiple,
an IGA in the cafeteria?
No, was it like multiple communities going to one school type thing?
Lake High School.
What's up?
Lake High School. It's
how many different cities were going there? Like a Hartville, Uniontown, all of them go to one school, or do you have your own?
No, it's
so all. So you have like three different cities all going to one school.
Maybe.
You're busing kids in from like 8 miles away, 10 miles away.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
You don't remember this
Sean
stuff?
Sean really digs the educational system of any town that he's not familiar with.
I think
no,
my
yeah, I'm just wondering.
Class was maybe 200.
What's your school tax code?
So you. So.
Solid question.
It might have just been like one or two towns then if you were 200. Right, yeah. Because I think my graduating class was like 230 or something like that.
Oh, right. Where did
you go? But at Ella High School.
Oh, okay.
But so I'm in a city that's the whole city split into 8 high schools instead of one high school for 2 cities. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like the same atmosphere. That's the thing I've gathered from people in small towns to city schools is it almost is the same. Like, because where I'm going to a school that's...
Are you trying to say
don't worry, Rick. He'll pull back around.
Are you saying all schools are the same?
They've tried to assimilate high schools into being more alike. Okay, so you take a city and split it into 8 schools, and then you might take a Hartville and combine it with a Union Town or something.
Smaller towns
so that
with
you,
less kids.
Yeah.
You put
so that you
together.
Get the amount of kids. What, Rick, you got something to say? Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is how government works. He's explaining it all to you right now.
I need to make another jingle.
I'm trying to figure out how the math works in this scenario.
You're trying to figure out how the math works in this?
Yeah, I can't figure out how it works.
The one thing that's weird is I got like 400 kids, right, to start my thing. And then we end up with like 200.
See, the 3-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning.
But
I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning. Because
Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me. He's not even going to try, Paul.
So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25%
this
chance.
This is a math clip.
You got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning. If we just go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice.
Senior Joe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you at sacrifice, Paul.
I was wondering who was yelling in with Sean. I was like, who the fuck knows this? I think it was Bob.
You think Bob knows it?
It could be Rick Ravishing Ruin. I don't know.
Yeah, Ravishing Rick Ruin. That was Scott Steiner giving us some math. But no, so I'll have like 400. Yeah, I was just setting up a bunch of math clips.
Yeah.
Like 400.
I saw what he was doing right at the end. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, Bobby's the one that alerted me to it. I didn't even think of it until
he holds up a plus sign with his fingers.
No, he said something like, that's a lot of math or something like that.
Okay.
He threw it out there. Something like, little, you know, Bobby Quirk. I actually heard him say something for a change.
Bobby Quirk.
For a change, I heard Bobby say something. Another so jingle. Where did you go to school, Rick? I don't think I got into this with you last time either.
I went to Hudson High School.
Okay, so you were, I think, Hudson's, like, split into 2
Holy
areas.
Holy
shit. Like, can we not do this again?
Did we do this last time?
I grew up at a trailer park.
So you were on the south side of Hudson, then?
I was on, like, peninsula, but okay. I got to go to Hudson.
Is that, like, the south?
I
is
got
that
to choose
south
between
of Hudson?
Woodridge and Hudson, and I was like, well, I didn't get to choose, so I didn't say shit.
So, but is that south of Hudson, I'm wondering? Because from what I've heard, the hood is to the south, like South Hudson.
I mean, if you move south...
I feel like the hood in Hudson is like really nice.
Yeah. It is.
Like just really
nice.
Awesome
the hood
still.
In Hudson's like the border of Stowe, like
yeah.
Mountain Drive and like McDonald's.
Oh, that's fucking Monroe Falls. Like, you know, it's just like, I mean, not bad.
Mm-hmm. People but, love our lake.
Well, Monroe Falls is littered with Studio City.
Yeah, Studio City, they allow animals and shit. That's a good
Well, actually, technically, I think it might be the Cuyahoga Falls.
And roaches.
The Cuyahoga Falls like cut off because like they said the 20
yeah. Oh, because Waterworks is there.
Yeah, 2300 start at the Studio City and everything before that is like 219.
And they got to keep control of that Waterworks.
Yeah,
if they
believe,
lose Waterworks.
I know Mineral Falls cops go to Studio City.
Yeah, things will go under that whole city will just fall
that
apart.
That city's like a shortcut. Like that's the only
time
I've ever stopped.
Falls.
City. Yeah, just like.
I feel like
it's a speed trap, if anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you made it in Monroe Falls, and they just have like a little radar.
It has purpose. Cuyahoga Falls has purpose.
Yeah,
I mean, there's things there, and it's a town that existed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, yeah,
it's like sandwiched between like Talmadge and like Cuyahoga Falls and fucking Stowe, though. Mm. Like just like, this weird little area, Monroe Falls.
Oh.
Yeah, just a weird little area. Like, they have their own cops. They're all dicks. Well, except for, like, one.
It seems like Monroe Falls was, like, do you think that was, like, maybe given to them from some Wikipedia this? Wikipedia Monroe Falls, Ohio,
there's
for me.
2 schools, you said?
Give me this.
I feel like some
who?
Dude planted his flag, and he's like, you'll never take it.
Mm. Well, it is in Monroe Falls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not going to have Monroe.
Yeah, Mr. Monroe was like, you'll never take it.
Well, there is a lot of land there. It might have been a lot of farmland because there's a metro park, city metro park in that land.
Fantastic bike trail.
And, so that goes through there. So, and,
that lake is cool, too. The lake.
The one back there.
Yeah. I got burned real bad there once, like third-degree burns from the sun.
It might have just been a lot of farmland between Talmadge and Stowe.
Yeah.
And
like, who wants this dog shit?
Yeah, well, it might have been some guy, Mr. Monroe.
Was like, I will.
And he was like, this is my farm, bro.
Yeah.
And then he started selling it.
To people.
Mm. How do you think Hudson started? You rich know, people. Rick?
Some kind of like cult or something.
Ravishing Rick Ruin?
I don't know. It's a.
You think they meet like underground?
Oh, for sure.
They're all wearing like owl masks.
Just Freemason shit all over Hudson. Like
so, how do you feel like your upbringing led to your music abilities?
Is this a serious question?
Serious question right now.
I don't know. I just did it. Like, I heard screaming and I was like, that sounds kind of cool.
And you were like, I'm going to scream.
So I started doing it.
You don't think growing up in Hudson made you like that stuff more because you were trying to,
rebel against
the conformity?
Maybe.
That might have had something. What about Seth over here?
I don't think so. Not for me. No. I just like playing guitar.
Are you also into, like,
what a wholesome motherfucker. I just like playing the guitar.
And that is, like, the most technical way to expand your playing? Is that the
deal? I don't know. I was that kid that I started playing, and I was practicing probably 8 hours a day for years.
So you just sat at home a lot and just played guitar?
Yeah. I got in trouble as a youth, so.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm grounded. I guess I'll fucking learn this solo.
Yeah. I wasn't really grounded. I got in some
What was
legal,
the troublesome youth?
Issues.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah. Go into it. Go ahead. This is juicy shit.
I don't know.
Okay,
you had
enough.
Trouble right, youth? The shittiest school and shit?
I had actually gotten a DUI when I was like 15 years old.
Holy fuck, license. You stole a car?
No, it was
I mean, you didn't have a license.
Yeah, you're just a partier.
Hold on, wait,
were you riding a bike? Like, what do you mean? Like, how'd you get a DUI without having a license stealing a car?
We were at a party at my buddy's house. The guy came out and he was hammered. He's like, here, you drive.
Okay. So you had permission.
Yeah,
to drive illegally while drunk.
It's not like you're rolling around with an 8-ball of crack.
I wasn't drunk. I blew a .024.
But that's drunk to a minor.
Right.
Because you had to have .000.
No, it's .002.
You got a similar story.
It's not anymore. When I was driving, they changed that shit.
Yeah, they said that I could have had .02, so it was 4, whatever. Mm.
.004 over. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like the year I was in driving school, which would have been like 2004. It's like the year they changed it to .00.
They're
like,
you
can't even have the .02
anymore.
You can't
have, like, Listerine.
Nah.
Well, that was, like, 1995. Mm.
Is the number.
So you guys were probably young.
Yeah, yeah. I was little. I had been, like, 8.
7, 8, yeah. So you, in 1995, is wheeling and dealing. You're listening to UGK.
Wheeling and dealing. Got a DUI.
Listening to UGK, and you're riding dirty.
No, it wasn't like that, but it was just a stupid...
What got you into metal music?
I don't know.
Were you into it back in 1995?
I mean, I remember, like, loving Metallica and stuff like that, and, like, Megadeth and...
Korn, did that get into your repertoire there? And,
well, that came... I was done with high
school. Biscuit, that was, like, 98, 99, when it, like, blew up.
You were done with high school when Korn came out?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old, Rick? I mean, young Rick?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, technically, yes, because I am younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, no.
Sometimes I feel old. Like, That's weird.
Sometimes.
The girl I've been hanging out with is 20 years old, so there's constantly, like, things where I'm like... Where
you ever
I
heard
realize...
of Seinfeld?
No, like, things...
How about Nirvana?
Things like that are fine because, you know, she knows basic things, of course, and likes life and stuff. But, like, when it comes down to something like the Cottonmouth Kings or something. Okay. So, like, when I want to hear a Cottonmouth Kings record, I want to hear one from 1998.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably never even heard anything from 1998. You know, I mean, her
heard of 1998.
That's how young she is.
Her Cottonmouth Kings will be different from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
even things like I'm on a boat. Like I was like, you ain't heard this? You were under a rock. You were just in a different.
I'm on a boat. You're under a rock. Understand? I wrote another song.
It's just that sometimes things are different. There's a disconnect sometimes where you're like, you were like, oh, I was doing this. I was going here. I'll talk about like the way things looked. I'd be like,
back in my day, so that'd be I'm dating a fucking geriatrics.
Yeah,
there used to be a tree where that house was. Like it's not even that different of a landscape.
She says that's something about like Hillary in the news, and you're like, remember Bill? And she's like, who's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, no, it, like she'll know who he is, but probably like, you know what'll happen is when I start talking about like specific things that happened. Too like you I'll be like yeah you don't remember when this happened like or even like the Atlanta bombing or something
oh okay.
because she was born that year you know what I mean like right. you like things like that like or it's a lot of things like that where she's only heard of it and like I lived through it
right she's like this mythology you live by I know I've read it in your history books but I don't know if it's true you're like I was there
you were asking
well not there but I was alive and I saw it on television
you were asking how I got into metal music I remember the Black Album coming out and I listened to it on a Walkman on like the school bus and just being blown away so I mean it started
yeah like, so when it would
that
like
the second Walkman reference tonight.
Like I had Black Album as a kid, but the one I remember coming out was like I was already a fan of Black Album, so then it was like, oh God, Load's coming out. Yeah, like they're finally putting out Load, and then it came out and it was like
a Load.
Yeah. It was like, can we watch Mortal Kombat
again? They're like, that's not that better.
Yeah.
It took a while to segue. I played in groups with a bunch of guys and did really terrible kind of like I don't know, corn meets Cannibal Corpse.
New metal, yeah.
You're mimicking the things that you loved, yeah.
And then
smash them all together in one.
I really got into some of the In Flames stuff, and that's when things really kind of kicked
off. Gotcha.
In Flames, yeah, they had some good stuff too. What was their record called, like Come Clarity, or was that the song? Or
the first one I got into was Reroute, and then Come Clarity came out, I think, two after that.
That would have been like, what, 2003-ish when that came out?
Yeah, ish.
Four-ish, maybe. I don't know. That was when they started.
2004 again.
That was when they hit, like, that was when they, like, hit their, like, peak, though, and when they were on, like, Headbangers Ball every week and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You'll be the guy who's like, I remember the Headbangers Ball with Ricky Rackman.
Yeah.
Well,
it was cool too because when I discovered In Flames, they had a whole catalog.
Was it on Headbangers Ball with Ricky Rackman?
I didn't have MTV, so I didn't see
bummer.
Stuff.
He's grounded.
Why didn't you have MTV?
We just didn't have it.
He wanted me to ask you this. Let's let the cat out of the bag. You had a religious upbringing. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean...
He said you were a Mennonite.
I am, but that
the only thing I know about Mennonite is a road in Manaway. Yeah, it's Mennonite Road.
I didn't even know that.
There must be Mennonites that settled that road, maybe.
Maybe.
What is a Mennonite?
It's essentially conservative, Christian-ish.
But what kind of... you hear that name, it sounds like an Amish thing. It wasn't an Amish thing.
The discomfort right now is off the fucking chain.
I'm fine with it. Like,
we just need to be... I guess I'm completely ignorant to it. I have no idea what it is.
It started from the Amish.
Is it called Mennonism?
No, it's just Mennonite. I wasn't born Mennonite.
No.
I started going to the Mennonite church because it was down the road from where my mom lived.
Convenience.
So it was like there. So, but they're not Amish people, are they?
No.
They believe in electricity.
Yeah.
They believe in it.
Well, no.
Like Amish are like, fuck no, it doesn't exist.
Amish people use electricity for business and shit nowadays because you can't, there's no way you can, you can't run a market without an iPhone.
Like, how many hail bills do you want? I'll put it on fucking Craigslist.
Yeah, so, I have no idea what the Mennonite religion is. I never.
It's pretty much the people that were in the Amish church that were like, this is, we don't it doesn't have to be all like this.
Yeah, so they just...
Oh, so they like some. We'll take a little.
No, they say similar beliefs, but without all the...
Right, we'll take a little, but we'll fucking kick us out of the shit that we don't like.
Well, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to wear black and you have to have a beard. And
right, but you can if you want.
Right, yeah, why do we have to do this if it doesn't say this anywhere?
So it's like, get out of it, and we're just going to take the core beliefs.
I mean, that's kind of like what Protestant did to Christianity and shit, too, though. Like, I mean, like, they just, like, took away from the Catholic. They're like, well, fuck all that bullshit. We'll believe this.
Right. Well,
completely objective about it. Like, I don't like that or that or that or that. This is cool. Well, all right, this is our religion.
That's
now.
How they all
Protestant
split up. Yeah, and then Lutheran from Catholics.
Yeah, Baptist, bullshit.
I think Luther started Mennonites, too.
Did he? Luther guy was on some shit. He's like,
here's a religion and another one.
He had
his good luck, motherfuckers.
He had like his 98 theses or some shit like that. It was like 98 different complaints about the Catholic Church, and he like submitted them and broke away and started the Lutheran Church and whatever.
And I think they tried to kill him for it.
Yeah,
I would imagine. Yeah, you're taking away our money, asshole.
You can't. You can't be all about that shit back in the day.
No,
they would crucify you for that.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, maybe they didn't crucify people. Jews did that. They would have stoned you.
The Romans crucified
you after that. My bad. Not the Jews. Racism with Sean Astin.
New jingle. I'll get on it next week.
That's the rule. If we don't have it for 1 week,
black,
it's like, damn it,
Jew.
We need some.
Like all these horrible racist terms. Like racism with Sean Astin.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. I like the geography clip. It's lost its thunder for me, but that it hit
it
you guys
tonight.
Hard. You guys were all crying.
But then the geography went on a little too long.
What's up?
You the geography went on. A little too
then
long.
The geography segment
the
was just off.
Geography man.
The
geography game was strong.
You yeah.
It's like you were lost and you're trying to figure out where you were.
It's been a long time since you've been here. The show's changed quite a bit since the last time you were here.
I'd say evolved, but I'm not sure if it's the right term.
I think, like, you know, and it took us a little minute to get into it today, a little rocky start.
Well, the power
a lot of,
out.
Yeah, a lot of lightning and thunder, man. Yeah, we were all scared.
We're here now. You ready? What fucking, you guys got anything else you want to add before we take another break real
anything
quick?
Anything to promote? You guys got like...
Yeah, you got something to promote?
The album coming out, that type of shit.
The
Pre-Cambrian
album will be out
era.
Sometime. We'll release the track.
Mm. It came out here now, so if you want
to
hear it, you listen
to this
podcast first.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Week, and then we'll drop the track, but listen to the podcast. We'll promote that for about a week. And then, fuck it, we're going to throw it up, and then I'm going to go into the studio, record the rest, and then that'll be on the internet, too, sometime.
And then...
Bandcamp, and like that Twitter.
Yeah,
Instagram.
You guys have got a Facebook for the Pre-Cambrian era.
The Pre-Cambrian era, everything.
If you Google it was the first thing that popped up, too, me. Yeah, like, and I thought, what does Pre-Cambrian era mean?
You can explain that.
To you guys,
it refers to the period in time...
Before man.
Yeah, before...
So there was no
Is it an actual term for that? That's what the actual term for it is?
Yeah, Cambria, I think, was... Geographic term, maybe?
Pangea was the...
And now, for another edition of...
Geography!
With Sean Ast.
Boom. It's weird, because it's like myself talking to me. Fucks me up. Anyways, Pangea was the whole continent.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Precambrian refers to that era?
It's just the time before...
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I would say yes.
Now, I know Jurassic period doesn't refer to dinosaur. They just named the book that because it sounded cool.
Huh.
I can't remember what the actual
Jurassic
period
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, Jurassic era, though, doesn't refer to the dinosaurs at all. In any way, dinosaurs are dead.
I'm going to go ahead and play their song again, and we'll take a break, and we'll do a news story or two, and we'll get out of here.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
No.
No.
And another one.
Yo.
All right, now I'm ready to podcast. Now I'm ready.
Now that Seth is going, we can party.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Fucking Mennonites, man.
Yeah.
I'm just really ignorant to this.
I am.
I've never seen someone move around so much.
never known anything about Mennonism.
Squirming.
Mennonism.
So, you ready to do the news? Bobby Camparda. That's my favorite part. I forgot all about that for 2 weeks now. That is my favorite thing. He made this song. Let's go ahead and lay it on.
I apologize, Bob.
Okay. So we have this theme, okay, for news. Okay. Where is it at? Right there. Now, then we added this thing
don't
in there.
Don't talk over my fucking harmonies.
We added this thing in there where we would be like, where after it was like, after it ended, we'd be like, Huey Lewis, give me the news.
I got a bad case of reading you.
And then I would be like, whoa, bad medicine is what I need. Whoa.
It was a mashup.
So Huey Lewis, but Paul never got the joke. That the song is Doctor, Doctor, Give Me the News, but news, right. Huey Lewis in the news.
So I thought I was on the up and up, and I was like, well, he always says, Bob, give me the news. Like, hit me with the first news story. So I was like, Bobby Camparda,
Bobby
give me
hasn't,
the news.
Bobby hasn't been the first guy with a news story since, like, episode 25.
Yeah, I'd say at least 44.
So we're, like, 60 episodes deep. So, and then he brings this theme over, and I just heard,
Bobby Camparda.
As soon as I heard that, I just lost it. I was like,
I didn't play the whole thing.
I was like, you literally had to sit there in your apartment for like you had to do multiple takes of that too. Like that had to be like,
Bobby Camparda.
Oh no, that wasn't right. Hold up, let me see if I get a little higher pitch. Hold up, Bobby Camparda. Oh no, hold up, one more. Bobby Camparda.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of reading you.
Out.
That's quality.
Honestly,
that's quality. I love quality. It, but if it said Huey Lewis,
and I was supposed to change it tonight, but I didn't.
So Bob, and then Bob absolutely hates his name being said in record. That? Period.
Yeah.
So and then I just have this clip to torture him with for the rest of his life.
Bobby Camparda.
So
and I feel really bad.
I feel so bad now that he plans on doing
because
this podcast
I'm
for
gonna.
The rest of his life with
it affects me too. And not only like Bob, like every time he plays it, like Bob looks at me, he's like, "Fuck."
Because I'm gonna cut. You. I'm gonna cut the rest of it off. All I need is the Bobby Camparda part. That's all I need.
So every time Bob says something, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
I'll even be like, you know, it's main show episode 86. I'm Sean Ass.
Paul Wolf.
Bobby Camparda.
Oh, you're the worst.
Oh, that put me in tears. That was funny. I got a news story. BB King, right?
Yeah.
Josie just sent this to me. Okay, so it happened. BB King passed away. We all know this, right?
Yes.
Well, his family's in this giant dispute over how he died now.
Of course they are.
Yeah, so the guy, the original role of death was like dementia over time, like ate his brain. He's been living in like a hospice care.
Okay.
And dementia ate him up.
Makes sense.
His two, did it say his daughters? Let's see this here. I'll pop it open. Okay. So BB King, his daughters, all right, they're suing. They said his diabetes and dementia took him out. His two daughters are trying to say, quote, I believe my father was poisoned and that he was administered foreign substances to induce his premature death. Kind of like a Michael Jackson shit.
Yeah. Well, although he wanted those injections.
By who,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, yeah,
by
you're
the
right.
Nurses? Or?
Yeah, like he was in a hospice care.
Negligent care.
He was in a hospice care in Las Vegas, being just taken care of there. He's been living there for the last year or so, it said. They're requesting formal investigation in this. It means his body's not even going to be buried yet because now they got to do an autopsy. It's got to stay up for a trial if it goes to trial. They're going to be searching
that
body for poison. BB King. They can't his body in the ground.
Okay, right on. I thought you meant stay up like as in being awake. And it's like, dude, that motherfucker is dead. Like, really dead.
They can't even put him in the ground because of the shit. So what do you,
what
I mean?
They're going to freeze his ass? What are they going to do?
Walt Disney, cut off his head.
Yeah, they're just going to leave him in a vault, I guess. Rot? In the little shelf.
No, they'll probably put him some type of cooling agent.
Formaldehyde, maybe.
Or that.
That's probably what
that's what we did
for.
To frogs in high school.
Oh, I was like, who's we?
No. You had to
my
bust
first
them.
Band.
You would get a jar of frogs. Formaldehyde.
That's a good band name.
It is. Did like, ladies and gentlemen, we have the formaldehyde frogs.
And you start throwing fucking jars of frogs at people in formaldehyde.
Dissect this.
Oh, nice.
That's our first hit.
Or you just been dissected. That's how you end the set.
You've just been dissected. It's kind of like the fisted.
Yeah, you've just been fisted. That's my favorite part about their set. Mm-hmm. And B always hates me for saying that. He's like, so not when we play?
So what do you think about BB King? This, like, the way families of rich people will...
I think they're all looking for a payment, and that's why they do this.
There's, like, a dispute between the lawyers and these daughters.
Well,
like,
yeah, because the lawyer's like, please stop this.
Yeah, the lawyer even, like, went on to say in the article, like, man, these people have been accusing things for years. Like,
they want a fucking paycheck.
But they got a lawyer, and they're going to take it to trial.
Well, yeah, that lawyer's like, yeah, sure, I will take you if you pay me out.
Six to eight weeks, anyway. You find
all
out.
The money that B.B. King just left them.
Well, do you think maybe do you think that like they didn't get left that much, or they didn't feel like they?
They're
got left
trying
enough?
To say he got murdered. Like,
right,
do you think they would get more from the murder?
Fuck
like,
yes,
because
oh, yeah.
it
that's
wouldn't go to.
If you were saying you're like
people.
Fucking like.
Then they could sue.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of, weren't they just suing from the beginning? Like that's what they're suing.
Yeah. You're
also,
right.
Also, now the world knows that B.B. King had daughters.
Mm.
It's true.
Daughters is coming out with a new album,
and they're a bunch of bitches.
No, they are.
Man,
there's a picture of them in the studio. Sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sidebar.
He said they were bitches. So Rick made a firm proclamation.
Mm-hmm. They are bitches.
These women.
They're just wasting people's time.
Yeah, I mean, well, what if they got a case here?
They might. I mean, if they do, then good for them. Like, and if they're actually pursuing it for legitimate reasons, more power to them.
Let's see the evidence.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that much faith in humanity. I feel like they're like, well, we can make a fucking settlement and get some change.
Somebody died and somebody has to pay.
Yeah. He was famous. He got some fucking headway.
What do you think, Bob?
What?
About B.B. King's daughters.
Well, daughters are coming out with a new album. And
I just said that.
I care
Jesus
about.
Christ. Bob, Paul.
Are you Facebooking them right now?
Do you have, have a new story, Paul?
Yeah. I read this thing on Facebook and it said like five people were shot in Akron over the weekend.
Yeah.
But
there was five shootings.
Five shootings.
I read the same article.
Okay. Yeah. But the article that I got said that there was only one dead and then that person was in critical condition the next day and there was two people injured.
Mm. The one that happened around the corner from here, some guy heard gunshots and ran away or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He
so,
was in the 1200 block of Laffer.
All right, yeah, this said Wildwood Avenue, which I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah, I don't know where that's at.
And that's where the three people were. So maybe you're talking about the other
two. All
the
other ones were on the west side. Everything was pretty much on the west side.
Okay, yeah, because I saw...
The one that was killed was in North Hill, though.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the one that was killed was in North Hill. There was three of them
and they're still
in
looking for
the
shooter,
west
correct?
Side. Yeah, and the automobile they stole from him.
That's insane.
They stole his car...
It's fucking GTA.
The one shooting was crazy. I can't remember where it said it was. Right off Cedar Avenue, or Cedar Road, or the Cedar Street, whatever it is.
Yeah, I got you.
It's off Cedar.
They they walked up. They
problem
walked,
solving, Rick.
The guys walked up to the front porch, and the old lady was sitting on the porch with her friend, and they asked her if her son was home, and she was like, "No," and they. Fucking unloaded three shots on her.
Holy
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, and it hit her in the leg.
Oh, wow. Bad
so,
aim.
Yeah, she was lucky.
Were they stormtroopers?
Well, the guy probably was just like, shoot.
I'm sorry.
Shoot. And then, then the one that happened on Laffer was...
Laffer?
Yeah, it happened right where you delivered a pizza last night.
Holy shit,
last
that address?
Wait, yeah, 1203 where you're down there.
Where I got ripped off 2 cents?
Yeah, right in the 1200 block of Laffer.
Shot, Bob. Keeping it full of lead.
Somebody, he was cutting through the from Klein to Laffer. Like those apartments on Klein, 300 to 330 Klein, is the same apartments for 1200 to 1220 Laffer. They're just separated by woods right there. So, but you can go through. There's a walkthrough. So the guy was walking through there and he heard gunshots and ran from there to home.
That's wild.
And that's called. Yeah, definitely. So,
away from gunshots.
So there was five shootings.
I also had Stardust talk shit to Stephen Amell, which is the guy that plays Arrow.
I saw pictures for that.
And now this crosses both of our paths because you love wrestling and I love comics. When Stephen Amell is,
and I love both
Oliver Queen of Arrow.
Yeah.
And he'll get killed really quickly if Arrow shoots him in the face.
You watched wrestling last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Give us a rundown.
Started talking shit.
He just got in his face.
Well, it's based off a Twitter war that they're having, correct?
It was inaudible shit. Like, it wasn't like you could hear what he said. It just, you saw him jawing back and forth.
You could pretty much hear what they were saying. It wasn't on microphone, but it was like, you fucking in the crowd, and cunt. Stardust is over, looking all weird and shit. And I love Cody Rhodes, by the way, so I hope he whoops Arrow's ass.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are they gonna have a match?
Probably not,
because nobody really cares that much.
It'll be something like Arrow gets his boy. His boy
there's
will be
like, there's Arsenal. Rumors, there's rumors will be about like gold dust or something. Shit, but
his boy will be gold dust, and they'll do a gold dust Stardust at SummerSlam. You got it.
They nixed that shit already.
They're bringing it back, bro. They're bringing it back. So, all right, that what you said. That was your news story?
Yeah, Stardust. Shout out to Stephen Amell.
Did you have one, Bob, before we get out of here?
No.
All right, Josie gave me one last one. We're going to get to this. All right, this was a little awkward when I read this. All right, so
Sean asked.
Yeah. No, because it's kind of like our field here.
Oh.
It was a Danish radio guy.
Right? That is our field.
He's a broadcaster. So this guy, he hosted a show, right? And he's live on air. And he killed a baby rabbit on air by hitting it with a bicycle pump.
Wait. Whoa. That can't be true.
This is completely true. Copenhagen. That's where it happened.
Wow. They got great chewing tobacco.
A Danish radio station is defending the host that killed a baby rabbit by hitting it with a bicycle pump live on air.
They're standing behind their product.
Was it flat?
He killed the baby rabbit. Quote, according to from careful instructions by a professional animal caretaker from the zoo.
Caretaker?
The caretaker explained how
to bludgeon it to death.
So nice. When you fucking murder a rabbit with a bicycle pump,
he
you
killed
hit it.
There's
he,
a proper technique for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like,
he killed the
use
baby
wrist,
rabbit.
Not elbow.
And then he took the rabbit home, skinned it, and cooked it.
Well, all right, well, at least he used it for good cause. Yeah. It's kind of like fishing.
So I said it was to
with a bicycle pump.
It was to show the.
It sounds just like survival.
Yeah.
It was like they show the hypocrisy of like animal lovers,
the caretakers,
like maybe even like somebody who would. I'm not
shout out PETA.
I'm not really sure what he was trying to get at. But
he bludgeoned a rabbit.
But then also cooked it. It wasn't
but
for sport.
It's what animals go through every day for us to eat them.
How many bicycle pump
like, they go through
murders
way more,
happen with animals?
Well, no, they go bicycle through way more murders. Horrific stuff. They go through systematic just murder.
I feel like if he went out and found the rabbit and then bludgeoned it to death with a bicycle pump, it'd be a different story than someone like, hey, here's a rabbit in a box. Hit it with a bicycle
pump. And here's a bicycle pump.
Here's no effort, it out.
No
effort for you whatsoever, but you go ahead and eat it when you're done. That's fine.
But he was... Okay. I gathered what he was trying to prove.
Okay.
Okay, so animals are systematically being murdered every day the exact same way to bring food to our tables to no outrage.
All right.
So he did it live on air, and he got all this outrage. And he's saying, why aren't you outraged when they murder him the same exact way in a factory?
All right, so... But he
that
used
was his
it
point.
For
meat.
Decap?
Yeah, he skinned it and ate it.
I mean, good on him,
but he
I guess.
Murdered it live on air.
Well, live on air is the only thing that's fucked up. If he would have murdered it
did he
at
mic
home...
It?
Did he mic the animal?
Oh, I'm sure. You probably heard the bison come like...
I wish we could get the audio from it. I wish they had it on here.
So like a little bit of air spitting out of it. That's all you hear?
Yeah, this,
take off the pop filter. We need that.
And it, so, yeah, I mean, but I've thought of like things now, we can do on it. Like we ate gyro meat.
Holy
on
shit.
Air.
You're about to kill a rabbit? And now for my the end of the show.
We ate gyro meat we found in Amazon.
We ate
now,
Amazon.
Now what's next?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
We raise our own lambs.
Yeah, we want to start
them.
A website that's Amazon, but
that,
just for gyro meat called Amazon.
That raise their own sheep and pigs and shit like that. They're like, yeah, we take the milk like from the animals that can produce it, and then at the end of it, when they're big enough, we kill them and eat bacon a lot.
Murder them.
And I'm like, right on. They're like, they have good lives. And I was like, I mean, who's to say?
Well, yeah, you want them to have free range. Like, that's the difference.
I mean, they have to walk around.
That's the difference. Yeah, they get to walk around outside. That's a big difference because the people look at that. People
now,
say,
this bunny that got killed by a bicycle pump, did it get to hop
obviously
around beforehand?
Like, yeah, I'm sure it was
like
a free
range.
Like
I said, if he went out and found the bunny, then you knew it was living in its habitat. So it was a free range bunny. But since it was a box bunny, it's kind of fucked
people
up.
Take this free range thing really seriously because you can take 100 chickens, right, and you just put them in cages in a dark cellar and just fucking gas them all to death with like a foam.
Yeah.
Or you can take these chickens who are living on a farm, healthy, get to run around
chop
all the time outside
off.
And then chop
watch
their heads
them run
off.
Around.
Yeah.
So there's a people find that different. Like their meat has to be happy before they eat it.
It
and
died
like
with
that.
A smile.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who I won't eat non-free range chicken and shit like that.
Yeah, shit doesn't bother me.
Yeah, you'll eat it.
I watched
eat
Food Inc.
Beaks,
and I was
like,
does anyone want fucking hamburger helper?
Like you just chop up the beak and grind it right into a chicken nugget. Like that's what
you
want.
Well, yeah, no, I saw this one video of it was baby chickens and like they were having a huge problem with them pecking each other's eyes out and killing other chickens.
So they
would
just
grind
their
beaks when they're babies. So there would be this person that like just like an assembly line of fucking baby chickens, chicklets, I believe they're called. Not the gum. Would grind their beaks off on a fucking sander and just pass them down the line. And they just had no beaks. They can still eat and stuff, but they couldn't peck each other's eyes out and go crazy like in the pen.
There had to be some pain for that chicken.
What about the person doing it? Like, imagine that fucking job. Like, 8 hours just grinding baby beaks.
You get numb.
That's got to be fucked.
You get numb to it eventually.
You think?
Yeah,
or you had to find a person who's already numb to it. Are you numb to grinding chicken beaks?
Check yes or no.
Check yes or no. Please. So, yeah, I mean, this guy killed a rabbit on air.
Right, with the bicycle, which I think is a really odd instrument to murder someone with.
It does seem like almost a shock tactic, though.
Yeah, but why a bicycle pump? That kind of blows my mind, because you know how, like, it goes up and down? Like, what if you grab the wrong part of it and, like, extend it too long? Like, hit it with, like, the lesser side of it? Like, that makes no sense. Like, why not, like, a bowling pin or, like, a hammer?
Yeah, there's no bicycle pump in Clue. For a reason.
Because it couldn't murder someone, Bob. We're on to something. Go ahead, Sean.
Maybe Danish people... It's just more readily accessible in Denmark.
Bicycle pumps?
The bicycle pump. But they seem like a bicycle.
They seem like a biking community.
Yeah,
biking
crowd.
Community. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh,
that's all we got left.
You want to hit the geography button again?
I feel like we had a good episode.
And now for another edition of
Geography. Where even is Denmark?
Sean asked.
Right to the north of Germany, to the northwest.
I think it's in Germany. I think it's in Holland, right?
Holland is in Denmark.
Denmark, Holland, my bad.
It's in the Netherlands, which is above Germany Poland.
Well, geography.
Does Poland still exist?
Gimparta.
I think so, yeah.
Americans are really bad at saying does Poland still exist. All right, this has been the Lousy Weather Media Made Show. I'm Sean Ast.
Bullwolf.
And I'm Bob.
And we had motherfucker. Oh, God, I fucked up.
No,
Bobby Bada.
We had Ravishing Rick Miller in the booth.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.